Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and then it'll be the bell. When the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie, that's amore, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Killionaire, a podcast by Guy Montgomery and Tim Batt, where we, for comedy
and financial gain,
discuss creating and then killing the world's first trillionaire.
Could be anyone. Looking like it's going to be Jeff Bezos.
It does look like it's going to be Jeff Bezos. But that's what I would like to talk to you about today, Guy. Before we get into that, how are you, my fellow potential assassin?
I'm great, man. I have...
For comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've had a pretty big week, lost a lot of money at the casino.
Now, that's good, right? No, that's bad for us.
Yeah, it was really bad. I took in my own card that said 21... And I gambled everything on the first hand under the assumption that when I played the 21 card, that I would win everything.
Yeah.
Of course, they took all the money. The card was invalid. I was thrown out of the casino. Mm-hmm. So dire straits in that respect. But otherwise, I'm having a great week. Things are really looking up for me personally. How about you?
Well, I wouldn't call it dire straits necessarily for the old Timbo. But...
I'm
maybe
intrigued.
Grateful Dead, in that I too have no money, I'm feeling okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yes and no. We need to empower the Bezos, or do we? My proposal to you is that maybe that's not so. I'm thinking Zuckerberg could be our guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking we get some more cash into the Zuck machine, because... Just because Bezos looks like he's on the glide path at the moment, it's not a given thing. If Silicon Valley has taught me anything, and I'm talking about the concept, not the TV show, the area, you dig?
Yeah.
It's that things change.
I'm interested. Are you thinking that we reconcentrate, reappropriate all of our energies onto Zuckerberg, or are you saying that there's some sort of balance to be struck here, a split as we divide our money and energy on two independent silicon horses?
Yeah. I think it's more the latter of what you're putting forward there. I think we need to reserve a little bit of energy for maybe the possibility that it ain't going to be Jeff.
I'm already brimming with ideas. What about this? Facebook Marketplace, or on our respective Facebook comedian, podcast, whatever pages we have up and running, we spend ad money promoting the idea of advertising through Facebook. Never seen it done before. People advertise concerts. They advertise products that they want people to be drawn to. Never have I seen an independent Facebook account advertising the very idea of advertising on Facebook. It's like the digital equivalent of a billboard saying your ad could be here.
Okay. This is great. I like this a lot. Is Amazon in the ad business?
I don't know.
Do they fuck around with that stuff?
Here's a fucking thought. Half the money on ads for Facebook advertising, half the money on ads for Amazon. I never see ads for Amazon on Facebook. Why? I never see... Facebook products on Amazon. Cross the streams.
I think it's so good of us to be spending our hard-earned money on Jeff's behalf to get a little bit more exposure on that locked-off platform, Facebook, and vice versa. But I don't know how we're going to advertise Facebook on Amazon. Should we just, like... I don't even know how you do it.
Well, Amazon has a second-hand quality, right?
It's got a second-hand quality to it. It's not a new idea.
Yeah, yeah.
A marketplace for buying and selling things.
That's right.
This is second-hand.
They don't all have to be brand new and made in factories. Some of them can be second-hand and made in factories. I'm thinking we print a lot of Facebook t-shirts, merchandise, various different products. We list them on Amazon.
Yeah.
This way, money's going into two places at once. We pay for the copyright to the Facebook logo. We don't do that shit off book. We do it on book. We do it legally. On book.
They would never part with that. The Zuck would never give us permission for that. And I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah?
In your heart of hearts, what do you think is more likely to get us in trouble? Us threatening to murder Jeff Bezos on a podcast or selling Facebook licensed merch on Amazon?
I think in the immediate term, selling the Facebook licensed merchandise on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know what we really need to do?
What?
We need to break bread with these guys. These are big boys. We need to sit down at a table with them, tuck into a loaf of white bread straight out the bag.
Yeah.
No condiments, no butter, no nothing.
Zuckerberg, I reckon, would fucking love a bit of white bread. What do they call it in the States? Wonder bread? Is that what it is?
I think so.
He would love that shit.
Yeah. He looks like a guy who's never put a spread on a bread in his life.
He looks like a man who hates whole grain.
Yeah. He also looks like a guy who doesn't have liquids with his meals. He just shoves piece after piece of white bread in his mouth. It's dry. He's having trouble swallowing. He's having trouble producing the necessary amount of saliva. Every meal takes 3 hours. And every meal is only two bits of bread.
Someone presented Zuckerberg with pumpernickel once and he vomited everywhere violently. The concept of it.
Is this supposed to be bread? Get out of my office!
Can't handle sourdough. Can't handle... what are some other kinds of bread?
Yep. Rye is a kind of bread. What are some other kinds of bread?
Honey oat. Garlic and herb.
You're at Subway now, huh? You went straight to Subway.
That's my access point.
Yeah, fair enough.
For breads.
A seeded loaf.
Mm.
That would drive him nuts. All the seeds in his teeth? No, thank you. Okay, so we're casting the net a little wider. Before we agree to that, can I tell you something that I've just found out?
Yes.
An article published as of yesterday on Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg. This guy knows money. It's written by Jack Pitcher. The headline, Jeff Bezos adds a record $13 billion in a single day to his fortune. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos added $13 billion to his net worth on Monday, the largest single-day jump for an individual since the Bloomberg Billionaires Index was created in 2012. Amazon.com Inc. shares surged 7.9%, the most since December 2018, on rising optimism about web shopping trends. COVID-19 is helping Amazon.
Is terrible news. For humanity, great news for us.
Absolutely.
On his current trajectory, Jeff Bezos is on pace to reach trillionaire status in 40 days.
It's a lot faster than it was.
Yes.
Now, how do we make it even faster? Because as soon as that guy's got $1 trillion, the tone of this podcast and the function of this podcast is going to make a huge right turn.
Yes.
Right as in we are on the right side of history.
Absolutely. How do we accelerate it even further? I think your idea of getting some Amazon ads on Facebook is undeniably good. Hot air balloons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you know about them?
I know I like them, and I know they need to make a comeback.
What are the gases that goes into the balloon?
Very safe helium. Critical.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always thought we could put some hydrogen in there.
Absolutely not. That's the blowy-uppy one.
Oh.
That's the one that they used in the Hindenburg, you see.
That's the world's most famous blimp.
For all the wrong reasons. It's like saying the Titanic is the world's most famous boat.
It is.
Well,
hell of a boat.
I guess
the unsinkable ship.
That's what they said.
Sailing today and tomorrow.
12 days.
Yeah. What? And what? Still cruising between...
No, listen. The Titanic's at the bottom of the sea, my friend.
What?
Yeah.
No.
James Cameron found it. It's in the Mariana Trench.
I don't believe that for a second.
Mm.
Okay. Well, so the Titanic might have sunk, but the Hindenburg's still cruising.
The Hindenburg is gone. what we learned from that is cutting corners, while cool, is sometimes hideously dangerous.
That really gets my goat. So you're telling me that the reams of very cut price hydrogen I've bought and stored underneath this property...
I'm not saying it won't work. You could raise a blimp with hydrogen.
Fantastic.
And I invite you to.
Okay.
I'm just saying...
Thank you. End of conversation.
Okay. Very good. Now, here's what we need to do.
We need to print Amazon logos on the blimp.
Yeah.
You fill it up with hydrogen.
Yes.
Children?
Fuck, actually.
Children sell products. We're going to get a bunch of cute kids.
No kids
and
on the
Facebook t-shirts
not going
in the Amazon blimp.
They're not
We're
going to
float them above Auckland.
No.
Strap little parachutes on them. Parachutes have ads for Jack Dorsey and Twitter. I don't know why we're getting him involved, but social media seems to be a cause for good. The kids are jumping out of the blimp.
Okay, can we hold on for a second. Let's retrace this. We've got a blimp.
Yeah.
The blimp's filled with hydrogen.
Absolutely.
The blimp is
a non-negotiable.
The blimp is also filled with children.
Yeah.
Who have parachutes. The parachutes are advertisements for Twitter. The blimp itself is an advertisement for
Amazon. The kids are wearing t-shirts that they've bought on Amazon promoting Facebook.
Did they get it on the Facebook marketplace though?
No, they got it on Amazon.
So where does Facebook fit into this?
Facebook, we've paid for the licensing for these Facebook logos.
Oh, they're in the licensed Facebook merch.
That we've sold.
But Twitter
on Amazon.
Parachutes.
Yes.
The top may say Facebook. The parachute says Twitter.
The blimp says Amazon.
The blimp is an Amazon advertising blimp filled with hydrogen.
That's right.
Okay. Now, is the blimp going to explode?
Yes. Inevitably, it's full of hydrogen.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be pretty lucky to get away with it.
So the thing is, we're going to get almost all the kids off the blimp.
Okay.
And then we're going to get the rest of the kids off the blimp.
Yes.
And then,
yep.
If no one's paying attention to what we're doing, which is pretty interesting.
Let me hit pause on that. It is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A bunch of kids jumping out of the sky wearing Facebook t-shirts, licensed merch, licensed Facebook t-shirts,
the
and parachutes
Twitter parachutes. The parachutes are unlicensed.
That's critical.
We want to create enough opportunity for legal interest, which will create media interest. So we've got the licensed Facebook merch.
He's a smart guy. Listen to Monty.
That's good to go. The Twitter stuff, unlicensed. The Amazon stuff, somewhere in between. It's in sort of licensing purgatory.
It's a grey area.
Any way you slice it, once the kids are off the blimp, that thing's exploding.
Okay,
all right?
And the kids are off in two phases.
Yep.
We're going to get most of the kids off. And
then we're
going to
get the rest of the kids off. If this in and of itself is not enough to draw attention from bystanders, eventually cameras, eventually local media, eventually national media, eventually international media,
eventually galactic news,
then we explode the blimp. And if fucking ordinary civilians aren't paying attention, I'll tell you who will be.
AI.
Yep. And the three respective CEOs of these companies.
Oh, right.
That is how we get them to dinner.
Ah, very cool. Now, I understand how we get their attention, but parlaying throwing a bunch of kids with licensed and unlicensed merch from their respective companies and then exploding a blimp advertising another one of their companies. I'm just interested to know if you have quite figured out the connective tissue to parlay that event into dinner invitations. There's
Absolutely.
A little bit of a difference between attention and a dinner invite, if you catch my drift.
I do, and it seems like you're catching mine. So after the blimp explodes...
Yes.
That night we have dinner.
On that night? Okay. Should we send out some invites, like maybe get their diaries?
The explosion is the invite.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
There's a Skyrider as well. So after the explosion, once it's sort of the airspace is safe again, a Skyrider comes in and they write the word dinner? Question mark.
Cool.
And then our email address.
And Jeff... Zucks
and Dorsey,
they'll get it.
The big three.
They'll understand.
Yeah, and if they don't, it's going to be a hell of a dinner.
Didn't Jack Dorsey... Oh, no, he didn't quit. I was thinking of a different guy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Alexis.
How is that guy?
Read it.
How is that guy, Jack Dorsey?
Mate, he doesn't strike me as a fully good egg.
No.
But when you got, you know, the Zucks to compare him to, he seems like a goddamn saint walking among us.
How sweet of Mark Zuckerberg to bury the bar to clear 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Literally, Jack Dorsey waking up in bed is clearing the bar that Zuckerberg set for him. I can't say any of the stuff at the dinner, so I got to get it out now.
So many selfless acts. Are they going to bring anyone to dinner, do you think? Executive assistants, partners, children? Do any of them have... Does Bezos have kids?
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
I think Zucks does.
Really? Oh, yeah, he does. He's got two.
Good on him.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Imagine being that guy's progeny.
I know. I reckon Bill Gates seems like the billionaire who's done a good job parenting, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Can I say that? He was always very stringent about like giving them fuck all pocket money, which, hilarious. That cracked me up to no end. He's like, he was the richest man on earth. He's giving his kids like $10 a week, mow the lawns. That's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
And he also committed to spending his entire fortune before he died. So it's not like they're going to get, I mean, they're going to be fine, but they're not going to get a massive amount of inheritance.
We're going to be wearing earpieces at the dinner.
Yep.
We're going to be following instructions from Bill and Melinda Gates.
Nice. Melinda Gates, I've heard her on a couple interviews. Super smart person.
Mm.
She is the right person. Who's going to get whose ear? Are you going to be a Bill? Or are they speaking to both of us?
Oh, well, they're actually, both of their voices are modulated. So we don't know who's talking to who.
Seems needless. Is there a reason for that?
Not really.
Okay. Just something they can do.
Yeah, they've got the technology. They've got the technology.
That's sick. Okay. All right. So, blimp, kids out, two phases, merch, some good, licensed.
Explosion, invite,
Skyrider,
dinner.
Rat dinner. Bill and Melinda Gates in the ear. Now, what is the fucking goal?
What's
of
the
dinner,
end game?
My man.
I think that we, for a start, have to be dressed in khaki.
Yes.
And I think we need to be wearing safari hats. Yep. And I think we need to be holding bayonets.
Fuck yes!
And I'm pretty sure one of the things we have to say is, the hunt is on, gentlemen.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Bill and Melinda Gates are going to have an agenda, inevitably. They're going to be nattering away in our ears. Yep. And we're just going to ignore them wholesale. Uh-huh. We're going to be saying, the hunt is on, gentlemen. And they'll say, what? And we're saying, murder most foul is afoot.
Yes.
Sort of things of this
ilk.
Eventually, through a series of semi-cryptic but decipherable clues, we will reveal to them that we want one person alone to have $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. Between them, they can nominate someone who will be the sole custodian of their collective wealth.
Do you know what I like? I like the idea of inviting them to dinner at a mansion that has a dungeon, which we can lock the three of them in. So we'll make sure that they're disarmed. They don't have any.
They'll be very disarming. I can be very disarming.
I'm sure you'll do a fabulous job of disarming these three men.
I'll say something like this. Hello, gentlemen.
The hunt is on.
No,
that's more arming, isn't it?
Yeah.
And disarming.
I'll disarm them and then
we're going to lock them in the dungeon, guy, and we're going to let them know that it's up to them on when they get let out.
Yeah.
because failure to cooperate will result in them not getting out.
Yeah, so it's in their best interests to cooperate.
Yes, and I think we're going to also need to have some pretty heavy-duty legal facilities at the mansion on the dinner evening, not at the dinner, but in a different room, so that as the negotiations...
I've already hired Alan Dershowitz.
Fantastic. He seems like a man who, if we actually put him in the dungeon, would live. I think he would come out on top. He's about three times as old as any of the other gentlemen. But something tells me that that guy fights dirty.
Yeah, he is the fembot of... Yeah. From Austin Powers.
Absolutely.
Why Won't You Die?
Why Won't You Die, Alan Dershowitz. Our follow-up podcast to Killionaire.
So
Dersh is there. He's got his crack legal team with him. We've segregated them into a separate room. They are getting piped in. Obviously, the dinner is hot. It's wired.
Yeah.
So we've got earpieces. We're hearing Bill and Melinda Gates. We're ignoring them. Their modulated voices that we can't decipher who is who. We are also engaging with the gentleman in a very disarming way. More guy doing the heavy lifting than I in that case. We gradually, through dessert, suggest that it's time to enjoy a tea or coffee in the parlor room. That's when the dungeon comes in.
Have you seen the house? You've got to see the house.
You've got to see the parlor room.
You've got to see the parlor room.
We've got parlor games prepared for you.
Yeah.
So let's all have a cup of tea or coffee.
The parlor game is the three of them have to negotiate which of the three of them will be responsible for carrying all of their wealth, thus accelerating the rate at which potentially creating the world's first trillionaire.
This is an important question for me. How much light is in the dungeon that they're trapped in?
Oh, there's no light in the dungeon.
Cool.
It's totally dark.
I think that's going to accelerate things a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, this seems like we've got a great plan.
Actionable.
We know what the next steps are. So you've got hydrogen already, did you
say? I've got a lot of hydrogen.
Okay, great, because that's the first step. We've got to get a blimp.
Yeah.
Get your hydrogen into that blimp, round up a bunch of kids, get the merch. This is all great.
Yeah.
I feel good about this.
I think we've laid it out pretty clearly.
Fantastic. All right, well, look, the journey continues. The hunt is on.
Murder most foul is afoot.
We'll see you in the next Killionaire.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.